Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. Good evening, everybody. 6 o'clock, Derby Cultural Commission regular meeting, and can call it to, well, first we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance, calling it to order. So I pledge of allegiance.
Pay the flag from the United States of America to the Republic, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Justice for all. Okay. Roll call, Susan Schroeder here. Ian Schroeder?
Here.
Okay. We open up the meeting to the public portion. And we love the public to attend. It's much more fun when the public attends, actually. So a first call for anyone from the public, 601. So okay, second call. Anyone from the public like to ask a question or have input? Tell me to comb my hair. Okay, third call. Okay. Just letting a few minutes roll by because it's a little bit early in case people are just logging in.
Well, you could continue with your meeting, and if somebody logs in, you can go back to the public portion.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Okay, super. All right. So anyway, I guess, we'll kind of close out the public portion, and we'll go to old business. And old business is, as on the agenda, the approval of the minutes. Okay, we're going to approve the January minutes. And I'll make a motion to approve. Ian, making a motion to approve January minutes.
Okay, approve.
Make a second motion. Okay, Ian's making a second motion, and well, it's like a quorum, so that motion, well, anyway, the minutes are approved. Those minutes are uploaded to the Cultural Commission meeting for, I guess, tonight, but possibly for more appropriately January, okay? They're very, very full minutes if you want to catch up. For December, we still have to get, no, we didn't have a December meeting. We still have to get to November's meeting. So that's the minutes. We approve those. Treasurer report. We don't have a treasurer's report, right, Ian? Wait, are we recording? Wait, where'd everything go?
Well, we're still reconciling our records.
How come I don't? Okay, I hear you, but. Oh, okay, good. Okay, we're reconciling. Okay, there's not much to reconcile though, right? Right? Hello? Okay, well, we'll get back on. It's showing it's recording. Okay, hang tight.
It is recording and somebody's mic is not on, or Ian's off now. Why don't you just have him come sit in the same room as you? It'll probably make it easier.
Okay, treasurer's here in spirit. All right. Okay, so the treasurer you have. Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Okay, treasurer. What's the story?
Well, we're still reconciling our records.
All right, so. There aren't, like we said, there aren't much to reconcile whatsoever. Really, it's pretty clean. Okay, next is recruitment drive. We need to recruit. We need to recruit. All right, the Cultural Commission members are down by 4 or 5. Yeah. And we have a wealth of wonderful people following our Cultural Commission Facebook page who regularly participate, are very supportive, and who may be a little shy. So we might start directly asking them if they have any time to be a regular member, appointed member, or to be a volunteer. It's very important. We're getting into the spring now, so things will be picking up pace a little bit. And also trying to recruit for Derby's 350th birthday celebration that will be scheduled May 13th, 2025. And we're looking for a planning team. We've been talking to people who have plans. So we need to all coalesce together to make all that happen. So again, it's a second appeal. And we need to put out the press release for that. It really has to be done this March, which is tomorrow. No, Wednesday. All right. New business. All right. The new business is basically a summary of all of our work and contacts in the background. We have, as we keep mentioning, every month we pull this forward, but Derby has a chance to be much more involved with art than it's ever been. And we have a chance to have professional artists work with students, and everything will be funded. So the vehicle would be Connecticut Murals, and that just has to be presented in such a way that everybody's on the same page and approves it. So we're looking forward to a presentation for the March Alder meeting. They've been working hard on that in the background. So really think that's gonna happen this March. Connecticut Murals, can you imagine having a mural in front of the Derby Green, for instance, or on 34 as you come off of our new beautiful bridge that's being redone? Something colorful and updated is, you know, that's something that everybody loves and could be a start of many more. So next is our, we've been working with the Catholic War Vets. They are working with a lot of entities in town to hold a 4th of July student patriotic essay contest and recognition. So that would be on 4th of July on the Derby Green. And all students that live in Derby, whether they're homeschooled or whether they go to public school or they're online with the State of Connecticut school, or they're even attending other schools in other towns, they can qualify. They'll get that information directly from their teachers at their schools. And we'll be publishing everything. So it's a great thing because the students will at the awards, they will get a monetary award and a recognition too by all the community leaders. So it's pretty cool. We have ongoing discussions with Sterling Opera House Revival Committee, and we missed the last meeting. So I'm not sure what's going on, but I know everybody is super enthusiastic and working hard on that. So it's really happening. I mean, people are really gathered and trying to see if they can lift it off the ground. But they're trying to do it in, in a planned way and a reasonable way. Okay. Yes. Tomorrow, we're looking forward to displaying the Martin Luther King student art winners from, believe it or not, 2020, because they didn't get their recognition day. It was canceled when COVID happened. And we're going to be putting that artwork in the first floor of Town Hall. And the superintendent will be notifying the parents of the students and all the teachers that they can come take a look right there in City Hall, Derby City Hall, at the student artwork winners. And we hope that we can regularly feature artwork by students also in our Derby City Hall. The Derby Public Library doesn't really have a wall space for it. So that's why we haven't sought them, because some towns like Milford, their public library is like basically an art gallery also. It's a huge lit area and lots of wall space. So they can do that, but we can't. So we will We've been offered that space on the first floor in, I believe it's a cabinet area. It won't take up much space. They're basically four 9x12 pieces of art. So yay for Derby Public students and public school students and their art awards. Their names will also be affixed to the art, and it's the MLK MLK theme. Okay, and yes, we've been hearing from the city of Stamford and the city of Waterbury. They're reaching out to us, and maybe they like some of the things we're doing, or they have some ideas for us in regards to art and sculptures and music. I don't yet know, but again, this is another reason why you would want to have more people with the Derby Cultural Commission, because there's a lot of synergy, and you know, everyone has an opportunity to do something at every level. That would be from clerical, from minutes, to working with businesses, to working with other cities and their art entities. We work a lot with, by the way, Ansonia Cultural Commission, and that's a lot of fun. When they have things, we help out, just like they help out with ours. So next would be the Derby Summer Concert Series. And I guess that's like wide open space, if Mark is on there. I'm not really sure what he wants to do, but we're probably looking at having 2 months instead of 3 months, so we can have a more varied budget. But there'll still be fun and great concerts like always. And they will probably range from July through October. And the details, of course, will be forthcoming. And that's probably going to be more towards May, June. So we didn't forget about the Derby Summer Concerts for all the seniors out there and other people. And again, any takers for volunteering or being with the Cultural Commission, you would have some input with regard to concerts. We've really beefed up the concert variety quite a bit. I don't think there's one category that's left out. Maybe blues, I'm not sure, but you've got it all. I thought we even had some funk. We have some jazz now, you know, in addition to our regular rock and roll and country and everything. I thought we even had Russian Slavic music last summer. Fun? All right. We're looking to do a fundraiser, and that is in part to replenish our Cultural Commission funds, but also we would love to contribute towards the earthquake victims. So the idea is to have a Dolly fundraiser. We've got a huge collection of vintage dolls, and they're adorable. They're every size, they're every category, you know, F&B to, you know, Raggedy Ann to Shirley Temple. Just really cute, amazing assortment. And so that's something we'll do online. We will, and also we'll be doing that live, but we just want to put out there that we are looking for funds, and we're always accepting donations. So if you know anyone who'd like to donate, just have them contact us. They can contact us on Facebook and also by email. Everything's posted on our Facebook page. Yeah, Earth Day cleanup. We usually have at least one cleanup a year, the Cultural Commission with the City of Derby. And we think it would be perfect on an Earth Day, which happens to be on a Saturday. I wanna say April 22nd. And Home Depot always works with us as far as donating the gloves and the pickers and the trash bags. But this year they've offered to decorate with flowers a selected spot in somewhere in the city of Derby. So that's going to be a pretty nice donation. So we're looking to beautify a spot in Derby, a new spot, and that will be part of our Earth Day cleanup. And for the city of Derby, the next is City of Derby website updates. We really need to try to find a way to keep the website more updated, because our events, you know, they could be getting that like banner look when you dial up the City of Derby website. There's constant running information. And so, like, for instance, the Earth Day cleanup could be, you know, featured on the website. Our flag raisings could be featured on the website. By the way, let us not forget, on St. Patrick's Day, we will be having a flag raising, and we will be having the Mulcurran Dance Company also. But it won't be on St. Patrick's Day because she is booked. So I think that is it for us, because we've talked way too much. And our next meeting date will be March 27th at 6 p.m. by Zoom. If we decide to have public meetings, we used to have them right at the Alder Chambers. We will notify you. That's much nicer. And again, we're recruiting. Please consider to join us. We're fun. We're nice. We're flexible, and we're as creative as you all are. So, if the City of Derby and the residents, you know, want input, we want more fun. You know, one area is culture. Okay, and that wraps it up. Yep, I think we did it. Oh my gosh, so much talking. Okay, anything else? Ian, Mark?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I would make a motion to adjourn. Ian, you would second that?
Yes.
And Mark, when he notices us, he can...
You all set to adjourn?
Take us off the record. Yeah. Yeah, we did it, Mark.
All right, 6:17 p.m.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Bye, stay safe. You too.
You too. Bye. Bye.